Hi, I'm Ona, and I'm going to be talking about Kath Kollowitz's print inspiration. When I first glanced at this print, I was immediately struck by the dark, almost grotesque scene of human emotion that it was imposing on me. With a closer look at the print, I understood how its physical and material styles created this sense of emotion. Let me briefly explain what this print is about. Inspiration depicts the figure in the forefront as historical Black Anna. Behind her is an allegorical figure alluding her to pick up her scythe and lead an infamous peasant rebellion that took place in 15th century Germany against the upper class. As you look more closely, you realize that these feelings of control and anger you are looking at have been carefully created through intricate processes of printmaking. Through variations in light and dark lines, Kollowitz emphasizes different parts of the print. Look at how the two faces of the figures, the lines become lighter, emphasizing her fierce expression. This variation in light is also happening farther down the print, where the allegorical figure is grasping Anna's hands to pick up her scythe. The technical and physical characteristics of this print are not only important for understanding the narrative, but they work to hone a greater sense of emotion and understanding within the print. Kollowitz combines three intaglio printmaking techniques. Etching, aquatint, and stippling, harsh, unsophisticated lines, speak to and pronounce its peasant subject matter. Look at the upper right corner of the print, where the allegorical figure's leg is straddling Anna. The lines here, like the rest of the print, are rough and blunt. There is no sophisticated detail in the form. The contrast between the thick lines of black ink and the gray background is not hidden. It is even pronounced. Look at the shapes of the lines. Do you see how in some places they flow in the same direction, but in other places, like above the hand, they jut out in a completely different direction than from the rest of the lines? These shapes and movements within the line create a sense of unique texture. When you think of texture, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? I think of fabric and cloth. Peasant fabric and cloth is characteristically rough and uneven. It is also a basic social signifier of what makes someone a peasant. Look again at the lines of inspiration. Do the stark, uncontrolled patterns and rough edges not bring to mind peasant garments? These associations, which are created by the simple characteristics of the print, create a greater sense of understanding for the viewer of the strenuous, harsh peasant life that Anna was rebelling against, even though its hardships are not actually being depicted themselves.